13 Days of Halloween is from Grim and Mild, Blumhouse, and iHeart 3D Audio. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
How do you feel?
My head hurts.
I'd imagine.
Is it bleeding?
No, not very much. It looks as though the seawater washed it mostly clean.
Is it very far to the doctor?
I am sorry to say that it is a bit of a hike. But perhaps we'll be able to flag someone down on the road. There are no strangers in Dyerbrook.
Except me.
Yes. This is the only road into town. Most people come and go by boat. The people here all came from across the sea. Religious outcasts. And the sea is largely how we thrive. Our forefathers never trusted society at large. And this road was one of their very few concessions to the government of the colony. And later, the state. It was a grudging concession as well. We have never really trusted our neighbors. And the building of the original road was grueling. Clearing these dense forests was dangerous. The marshy ground frequently swallowed up the supply carts, and occasionally one of the workers with it. Progress comes with sacrifice. And usually that sacrifice is laid on the weakest of us.
That's terrible.
Yes. You may notice that it's not particularly well kept. Cracks, potholes, crabgrass growing through. It is foreboding. And that is quite by design. But it's still a trade route. And like it or not, since the sea quit being kind, it has become something of a lifeline. Wait. Shh.
What is it?
Speaking of trade, here comes one of its advocates. I want you to listen to me. He is a good man. His heart, at least, is kind. He is troubled, yes, and dangerous to the wrong people. Because of his strange beliefs, he is not welcome in town so much as tolerated as a necessary evil. He brings us things that we cannot get from the ocean. He will try to convert you. Do not be swayed. But be polite. Do you understand?
Yes, of course, but...
Polite. He likes polite people.
I will be.
Perhaps we can at least get a ride into town. Smile.
Why, Mother, I didn't expect to see you out here on the road.
Well, we were out for a stroll and ended up going a little further than we'd meant to.
Yeah. Happens all the time. One day I went out for a drive, and here I am, decades later, still following the road. Well, I don't suppose you ladies need a ride.
I thought you'd never ask.
Climb on up. She don't bite. There we go. Get yourself situated. Hang on tight. I can give you a lift into town as long as you're not looking for chit-chat. Nothing personal, friend. I've just had my fill of other people's opinions. 22 years, hauling hog meat cross-country with nothing but talk radio and the CB to keep me awake. Just buried in other people's bull. I bought into all of it. I think I drank about every flavor of Kool-Aid there was. Politics, aliens, cults. I became what you call insufferable. My poor wife used to count the days until I was back on the road so she could get some peace and quiet. That's her again. Do me a favor. Hit decline on that. This haul's gone way longer than I expected, so I'm in it deep. I love that woman. But the last thing I want to hear right now is the sound of her voice. Hell, I'm sick of the sound of my own voice. That's better. This is about all I can stand and listen to anymore.
KTYZ, the sound of the truth.
You can't always catch it on the air, but when you do, it drops some bombs. This old guy, Jerry, works at a waste station out in Colorado. He put a bug in my ear about it. Known him for years, but we're not exactly on a first-name basis. I just call him Jerry because he's an old ex-hippie burnout type. And he calls me J. Edgar. The two of us have gotten into it every time I pass through there. Had some bond burners. It usually ended with him being too stoned to remember his point, and me telling him to get a haircut. Sort of like the who's on first of political discourse. Last time I passed through there, though, it was different. Before I could even start up a good argument, the son of a bitch sucker punched me in the gut, like out of nowhere. So I'm doubled over trying to catch my breath, and he's helping me back into the cab of my truck saying, "You need to man up, J. Edgar. You need to face the truth of this world." Condescending bastard. I went to take a swing at him, but he somehow managed to sidestep and catch me in a chokehold. "Just listen," he spat in my ear. "Stop talking and listen. If you want to know the truth of this world, you need to shut up and listen." And he tells me about it. This pirate radio station, KTYZ, says when I'm ready, really ready to face it, to turn the dial all the way to the left and wait. Maybe, just maybe, I'd hear some truth. The truth. And then, calm as day, he let me go and sign my paperwork. Part of me felt like taking another swing, but instead I just made a weak joke about him needing to switch dispensaries. It was then that I noticed his eyes. Not the red eyes of a veteran weed smoker, but dry and white. And there was something weird with the left one. No iris. No blue like the right one. Just all pupil. Like his eyes was wide open. Clearly he'd hit me harder than I thought. KTYZ. Give it a listen. Jerry shouted all friendly like and slaps the side of my cab. Sends me on my way. KTYZ. The truth. That really stuck with me. It was like a dare or something from him. It wasn't but a day or two later that I found myself fiddling with the dials, hunting around for it. My charger had crapped out right in the middle of a murder podcast, and Patriot Dave's live call-in show might as well have been a rerun. The white lines were getting to me, so I thought it best to find something to keep me awake. I decided, what the hell? I'm ready for some of that there truth. Old Jerry was smoking. I switched to AM, flipped it all the way to the left, and spent maybe an hour turning the knob like a safe cracker. But this is all I got. Hear it? Nothing but static, right? Truth was, this static wasn't any more or less profound than Patriot Dave or the Yahoos on the CB or any of the other crap I'd glued my ears to over the years. And I wasn't any better. Such a jackass telling everybody I knew what's what when I didn't even know what I was thinking my own damn self. So I guess KTYZ did show me the truth after all. For the first time in years, I decided I ought to let some quiet in and think. The static faded to a white noise, and it was just me and the road and my head for miles and miles. And you know what I realized? I didn't have a single damn thought going on up there. Like, what the hell even was I? I built a decent enough life, bills were paid, an amazing wife most days. But suddenly, I'm wondering why she was even with me. I mean, I've been on cruise control most of my life. Was there anything in me for her to even care about? How could she possibly, you know? She had to be lying about loving me. All of us gotta be lying about caring about each other. Because none of us really know what's in there, you know? Every one of us alone and unknown. All in our cabs, armed with distractions and headed down our own roads. Driving from Tucson to Mobile, just rolling through all the empty spaces of this world and none of us feeling it. Not with anything good. There must be something out there waiting to take up all that space. Something better, older, confined and hungry and rightful, looking to seep into the cracks of this world. And suddenly, the radio crackled into life, and a warm buzz came across and said,
"You ready, friend? This is KTYZ, and you are hearing the truth."
Ready. It woke me up like a slap. I barely had time to swerve to avoid the media, and then nearly jackknife trying to straighten while scrambling from the damn radio. I hit the power and the lights on the dial fizzled off, and it went silent. I've been thinking way too much and I was just tired. I cracked open an energy drink and tried to get a grip, and ended up just laughing at myself. I mean, what an idiot. I put on my big boy britches and turned the radio back on. Sure, I was a little scared of what I was gonna hear, but I think deep down, I was more scared of the silence. Not to worry, though. A quick switch to satellite, and there was Patriot Dave ranting out an invite to his Love of Country rally and foaming at the mouth how we were needed in St. Louis this weekend. Sure, Dave. It wasn't really a surprise when a buzz drowned out Dave's signal and that voice came back on and saying how we were
needed to buy his snake oil.
Under the buzz, Dave returned, saying how much he loved us all. But now KTYZ was back, only it wasn't on the radio. It was in my ear, saying,
"Gun to his head. Dave here would sell the whole Dave Nation out for a profit."
Gun to his head.
Hearing that voice off the radio should have thrown me, sure, but it wasn't wrong about old Dave. In fact, the whole voice of truth was kind of funny. KTYZ and I were still laughing about old Dave a few minutes later as I pulled off the exit to grab some coffee. Clearing my head seemed the polite thing to do, now that my head had company over. And a new thought nagged at me. What should I be doing now with all this truth in my head?
Careful. Not well.
I mean, why bother hauling 120 slabs of hog meat across country in a refrigerated truck when the rest of the hogs get to just walk around out there on their own, you know? Dressed in people clothes, pretending to speak human. Case in point, this one tub of lard long hauler I knew, Carl, was over at the pumps next door gassing up and chatting with a few other fine specimens. He waved me over. I could feel the truth salivating, getting a good look at Carl. Took a deep drag off my cigarette to give myself a sec. Then I went to join them. They were talking some major crap, college football, the politics of what exactly made something a chalupa. But all that came through was fear. Fear and KTYZ. KTYZ was broadcasting loud and clear in my head. Those boys' gums flapped while it sang out how truly terrified they were. And I knew it. Hell, I've always known it. Afraid of a world that left them behind, that didn't get their jokes, didn't ask for their input, didn't want or need them. They didn't even notice if they were there at all. And about how they wanted to do something to that world. Something to make it notice them. The buzzing, the noise had become unbearable. I couldn't bear it. Their truth couldn't be born, not 1 minute longer. "You need," I sputtered to him, "you need to just shut the hell up."
Shut the hell up.
like idiot children crying for mommy's attention, like you're deserving of something just for being spat out on the ground.
That last one was good. I didn't even know I was gonna say that. They stood there, dumb in every sense of the word. Here they'd been talking for 20 minutes and hadn't even noticed I hadn't said a word until that moment. Sure, I've been nodding along the whole time, but not to them. To the buzz, to the voice, nodding to the deafening sound of the truth and what had to be done.
Get out of this truck now.
Hell, I was still nodding when that snarl came to Carl's lips and I laid him out with two quick shots to the gut. Still nodding when I pulled the gas pump out of his tank and sprayed regular unleaded all over the lot of them. Nodding as I relit my cigarette and tossed my lighter at their feet.
The heat singed the back of my head on my sprint back to the truck.
They were probably screaming, but I couldn't hear them. All I could hear was the truth buzzing in my skull. I swung up into the cab with a little hop and drove off in blissful silence. That was 3 days ago.
Jump. Go. Go now.
Old KTYZ giving you some insights there. No worries. You're safe. You're a good listener. And it seems like we're developing the same taste in music. Still, it's probably best that we part ways before a good thing goes wrong.
Well, here we are. Edge of town. We'll walk from here, thank you.
Suit yourself.
Thank you for the ride.
You remember what you heard here, all right?
I will.
And spread the good news.
I will.
Okay, come on now. And you be careful out there.
Don't need to. Got the truth on my side.
So, how is your head?
It hurts less. But it feels busier somehow.
Well, you'll want to avoid radios and televisions for a little while until it wears off, yeah? Here we are. It isn't much, but it is home. My dear, over the coming hours, you'll meet many of the locals. Always listen. Listen, because in their stories, you will understand the truth of this place. And that may lead you back to your own truths.
Yes, Mother.
Allow me to be the first to welcome you to Dyerbrook.
Tomorrow on 13 Days of Halloween, the town square.
I'd be careful if I were you, walking around by yourself. That's when the, how shall I say it, when the more wayward souls tend to go missing. One day a face that is all too familiar is simply gone, like they were never here at all.
Thirteen Days of Halloween, The Road, starring Kathy Najimy, Bethany Ann Lind, and Jay Jones. Written by Mike Katinsky with additional material by Nicholas Tikoski. Sound design and mixing by Trevor Young. Engineering by Violet Furton, Dubway Studios, New York. Casting by Jessica Luza. Created by Matt Frederick and Alex Williams with executive producer Aaron Mankey. A production of iHeartRadio, Grim and Mild, and Blumhouse Television.